And 6:06, it is overcast, rain, 68 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 85 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. National Weather Service radar this morning showing the heaviest rain showers are the leading edge stretching from just to the west of Fayetteville down to Vianne to near Eufaula. It is moving toward the east at about 35 miles an hour. The rain in the Tulsa area has caused a few problems with lightning strikes here and there about the city, setting off alarms, and that has the police and the fire department scurrying to answer those calls. Well, while we've had a lot of rain, the folks out in the Panhandle are still suffering through the drought. It is so bad they have adopted the Panhandle Regional Water Plan to help conserve what water is left. Vicki Ayers-McCune heads up the project.
I think one of the things when you look at right now, what really concerns us, we went to the efforts of doing this plan, and we're going forward with conservation, not only in our municipalities, as I mentioned. We have different programs that we're doing with using our effluent on crops, and so we're trying to continually reuse our water.
But she says the rest of the state needs to get on board. The aquifer that covers western Oklahoma is at 50% or lower, according to some accounts. The Tulsa Zoo says its 21-year-old male giraffe has died. The zoo euthanized the animal after it was determined that he would not recover from a debilitating leg injury. 21 is considered old for a giraffe. Sales tax figures for the month of June were up over the same period last year. Mayor Bartlett says that's welcome news for the city bank account.
A little bit of a change. Our sales tax revenue for June, revenue was up a bit from the same period last year, still a little bit below, just barely, but a little bit below our projections.
But less than 1% off those projections, the city collected over $18.6 million. A section of the River Parks jogging trail is closed here in Tulsa. River Parks Director Matt Meyer says the trail is being renovated.
The trail renovation, which you've probably seen along Riverside Drive from about 48th to 54th, is underway. This is a $720,000 privately funded public improvement.
It's expected to take about 120 days to wrap up the work. The trail is closed while that work is ongoing. A 13-year-old boy is dead after a Wagner County house fire. It happened yesterday near 131st Street South in Oneida Road. Five other family members managed to get out of that house safely. The combines are in the field as Oklahoma's annual wheat harvest is in full swing. Out in southwest Oklahoma, farmer Zach Harris says his crop suffered damage.
Wheat's averaging probably about what I thought it would, around 20. This field, honestly, I thought would make a little bit better.
He says the crop also has freeze damage from the early May cold weather that swept across the state of Oklahoma. Several mild earthquakes have given a shaking to parts of central Oklahoma, but no damage or injuries have been reported. The strongest of the quakes was a magnitude 3.2. It was about 13 miles east of Oklahoma City yesterday afternoon. Our weather forecast, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms this morning, then tapering off this afternoon, a high of 85. Tonight, about a 30% chance of rain, down to 68 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 85. Wednesday, a mixture of sun and clouds, still a slight chance of rain and a high of 85. National Weather Service radar shows us pretty much socked in the Tulsa area with rain right now. The back edge of the precipitation moving over portions of western Osage County. Right now in Tulsa at 610, we do have rain and 68 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.